Bill, it's exciting. We have a repeat guest, a return visit.
It doesn't happen very often that a guest is on with us and then comes back again. But Katie Rich is bucking that tradition, Wendy. She's in for the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. She's a writer for Saturday Night Live. And the best thing about you, Katie, is you bring a change of wardrobe. Whenever we have you on, you bring extra clothing.
Well, I was not going to lose the opportunity to run errands while I'm downtown.
Yeah.
So
we women multitask, don't we?
I did schlep down here with large bags.
Would you say fairly that's about 20 pounds of clothes you have with you? About
it's
that?
Shoes, okay?
Is it all shoes?
It's shoes.
Yeah?
And the top box is Rockports, which I thought would be sensible.
Those are nice.
A sensible heel.
Yeah.
But it didn't work.
Could you do what, well, I guess Cher is the prototype for this. Could you do costume changes during our interview? That would be great.
Probably.
I would love that.
Get some interns.
Yes.
Although you're returning this.
I'm returning them.
I was just reading somewhere online that there was some, I wish I had all the facts, but here's the gist of it. Somebody was buying expensive jewelry and deciding to return it, but they were a semi-celebrity, and as people were taking pictures of them, the jeweler saw the ring and bracelet and necklace in the picture, and then she'd return it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure that happens all the time.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I would feel really guilty. What, do you just tuck the tag in? Like, did Minnie Pearl ever try to return her hat?
No, not even once.
And she could have, because the tag was still on.
Yeah.
She could never really decide if she wanted to keep it. That's why she did that.
That was her downfall.
Yeah.
So indecisive, that Minnie Pearl.
Minnie Pearl. She's a real hit with the millennials.
Just my daughters love Minnie Pearl. That's all they talk about. We were watching the MTV Awards. They're like, oh,
where's
Minnie Pearl?
Ariana Grande. No way.
Okay, Please. Wait a minute. Katie's making fun of me.
No, I'm not.
When he...
I knew who it was.
Well, I know, and so, I watched your face when I said it because you seem too young. He brings up people from the 20s and the 40s, and no one ever criticizes
I'm telling you, that Mary
him.
Pickford is going to be big.
See, but he could say anything.
Yeah,
he's like, you know, Mustache Jones really had the pipes. And what are you going to say?
You're going to say,
I guess he did.
Yeah. Now, since we saw you last, you have gotten married. You were about to be married. And a lot taller.
So much taller.
Yeah.
Really? That was the last time I was here?
You were preparing for the wedding last time.
It's over.
Yeah.
It didn't work.
Don't say that.
No, we're
Please
still,
don't say
we're
that.
Still
oh,
very happily married.
Right. How many years has it been?
3 years.
That's usually when it's really happy.
Yeah. The first year is weird. People don't tell you that. The
Why
first
was
year
weird?
Of marriage is like, you're getting used to it. You know what I mean? Like, it's not.
Did the two of you live together before you got married?
We did.
Still but there not were still married. Adjustments.
There's still, but exactly, you're still not married. And so, and I've been, you know, and then, like, as soon as we got engaged, I got the job at SNL.
Yeah.
So it was like, I love you, bye.
Wow, that was fast.
Yeah.
Is he also in show business?
God, no.
No?
No, 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 no. No, my husband works for, he's the programs director for a company called Recovery on Water. It's a nonprofit breast cancer organization for survivors of breast cancer. It's a rowing team, so they stay active and exercise, and it's
you met fantastic. A great man.
He's my heaven ticket.
Yeah,
while I'm in this sinful world of Hollywood,
he can balance it all up.
He
for
can
you.
Get us into. A-
God, I don't think either of us are getting to heaven when I think of
chance.
My husband and me.
No, no, but it's more fun. It'll be more fun.
But I guess
we'll
see
have
you there.
A lot of friends. We'll have a lot of friends down there.
Isn't it crazy though? Like right off the bat, as soon as you're married, that starting that day, you have to say things like I'll ask my husband, or my husband will know,
I
or
still
he'll be buying.
Want to say boyfriend?
Yeah, takes some time.
Also, it's your family.
Mm.
Like if you're on a plane and you have to like declare if you're if you're flying international, like that's your family.
Right.
To me, my family is like my mom and dad.
Yep, your parents.
Right.
But he's
new family.
He's my family.
Yeah. And you left a trail of broken hearts, Katie, everywhere you went. So is that
I'm returning a couple of them, actually, to Nordstrom later. That's what's in one of those bags. Yeah.
That's amazing.
You know, husband, it's kind of peculiar to say that for the first time. You said you still say boyfriend. Fiance, I never said.
Never said it.
I hated that word.
To the point where, like, we just started saying husband and wife, like, before we were even married.
Oh, you did.
Because skip that
fiance
phase.
Is such a stupid word. And you just, no one sounds good when they say, no one sounds stable when they use that word.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's so French.
Well,
just out of nowhere. It's just really French.
My fiance, and it sounds like, all right, well, what are you trying to prove?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
The guy you tricked.
That's what it should be called. Why does anyone call it that?
The guy you tricked.
I also like as soon as you get married, the next conversation everybody has with you is, well, how about some kid? Like, you were married 5 minutes and everybody goes, you still don't have any kids?
So ask Katie.
Katie, where are the kids?
Well, we're on radio, so I can't really give my true answer, which is I look down sadly and shake my head. And there's usually no follow-up questions after that one. Just, no.
I shouldn't have asked that question.
I know.
Good diversion.
You just make people feel very uncomfortable, and then they'll move on and think twice before asking another young woman.
Right.
What about pets?
We have a dog. Her name is Lulu. She's a pit bull. She's the love of my life. Mm. My father worked for Commonwealth Edison for, 40 years, and he's terrified of dogs, because he would, shut off people's power. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And this dog is his best friend.
Really?
He loves her.
Pit bulls get such a bad name, and it's so frustrating to me. There are mean dogs in every breed, and there are great dogs in every breed.
Well, any dog is mean if you're an idiot.
Yeah.
If you treat it, you know what I mean? So, yes, we do have that dog, and I am embarrassed the way that we treat that dog.
Like it's a baby, right?
We speak to it as though we can reason with it. It's a lot of
we do too.
Could you please sit down? It's like, no, the dog is a dog. No.
We have a puppy who grabs everything off the counter, and we have him contained into the family room and kitchen. And, all right, I'll fess up. We splurged last night and got the $1.50 sundaes at McDonald's, and you get the little nut package.
You're the 1%. You 1%er.
Wow.
With your nut
package. Thank you very much.
Wow.
And
rich
so
people,
this
huh?
morning,
you know what I mean?
The dog's like running around like crazy, and I'm like, what's going on? I go, Jim, he has the nut package. And I hear Jim going, oh, come on. This isn't funny anymore. I'm like, he doesn't understand that. You say stop and drop it. Oh, come on, Kona. What are you doing? Please, you're making me look bad. That's what I'm hearing this morning.
It's so hard not to talk to think they interpret nuance and sarcasm. And
you think you're funny?
Yeah. And they're like, I poop. You pick it up.
That's it. That's how it works.
I really don't know.
Why do people talk to their animals in baby voices? What's going on there?
They like it.
The dogs like it?
Yeah, their ears perk up.
They respond.
Oh, they do?
They respond to a higher voice. They respond to that.
Oh, yes, you do.
Yeah, they do. They really do respond to that.
Don't you think somewhere there's a dog going, with the baby voice again?
100%.
Yeah.
There's an old Jewish man who got reincarnated as a tiny little sweet dog whose owner is always like, you're so beautiful. And he's like, I was, my other life, I was so successful. And now I got this broad.
I was a trial attorney,
I have to listen
to this.
I brought down Al Capone.
Now this.
And now this
How
broad.
How does this happen to me? Katie Rich is here. She's brought a change of clothing. If you're watching us on the net web and you want to see her wear something else, just press one of the buttons. We'll talk about
please
the Chicago Women's Funny Festival.
That.
That's coming up next. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And we're chatting with Katie Rich, who's in town, but you were born here.
I was born here.
Oak Lawn?
You can tell by the awful way I speak.
There's an Oak Lawn accent about you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Specifically? Yes. You can narrow in that specifically?
Just by Cicero? Was it near Cicero Avenue?
Pulaski.
By Pulaski, yeah.
Actually.
I'm getting a little bit of that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Very cool.
And you're from Oak Forest.
Yeah.
I'm from Brookfield. Look at all the suburbanites.
Yes.
Yep. And they say there's no celebrities in town.
I know.
We're proving them wrong, aren't we? Tell us about the Chicago Women's Funny Festival, please.
Well, this is its seventh year, and it's been going on at Stage 773, just up north on Belmont. It's a very cool area, very cool. And it's just groups and stand-up, sketch, improv from all over the world that come together for one weekend, and it's really, really fun.
You've been a part of this before.
Yeah, I think this is our fourth year.
Oh, great.
And my best friends, Holly Laurent and Julie Nichols, we met on main stage at Second City, and we do a show together. Holly and I improvise, and Julie improvises as well. She's an amazing musician.
Yeah.
So she plays the piano. We joke and say she hits buttons. That's what you do. You hit a button.
Sure.
But she's the best improviser in the world.
It's amazing how Saturday Night Live, in the last decade or so, the women have gone from just being in scenes, somebody's wife or girlfriend, to really being the stars of Saturday Night Live. That's been a nice transition.
I mean, I think that's happening everywhere, kind of.
Yeah,
women are going from being girlfriends and waitresses in parts, just sit coming in, and now they're becoming leading parts, which is awesome.
Why did it take so long?
Well, it's still taking long, though.
It is, isn't it?
It is, and I love that this it's a woman's funny festival, but mm-hmm. in a way, it should just be a funny festival. You
and
know
it
what
is.
I mean?
It
I know.
Is. You know what I mean? It is.
And someday it will just be the funny festival.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think, you know, it's getting, people act like it's comedy is the only place that this is an issue. It's this is an issue
everywhere.
Everywhere.
Sure.
You know? And so it's not just comedy. It's like, how is it being a woman in comedy? It's like, well, how is it being a woman walking around? Like,
right.
I don't know. You tell me, man.
And there are some men. Bill is not one of them, and thankfully my husband is not one of them. But a lot of men don't want their women to be funny.
Sure.
Why?
Because evolutionary wise, that makes sense.
Cave women were hysterical.
You
very
don't know
funny.
That. Very funny cave paintings. Very
right.
funny. Very good. Obscene.
Oh,
just filthy.
Dirty. So dirty.
But yeah, why? You don't need that. Like,
yeah.
We're here for babies. We're not here to entertain.
But we talked about this with you last time. There is this...
How do you remember that?
Oh, I remember all of it.
Wow.
You were wearing that navy blue top. And you had a sombrero for reasons you wouldn't explain to us on the air.
Well, I was getting married.
Right.
So.
It was the pre-marriage
That's
sombrero.
Yes.
I still don't understand that.
It's an Italian thing.
But there's been this kind of undercurrent of people who go, well, women, they're just not as funny as guys. But how could anyone think that or say that?
Well, I think that there's way more men in comedy.
Yeah.
So just
yeah.
from
the
a
numbers game.
There's actually way less funny men when you think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a woman is behind the eight ball as soon as they get up there because it's like, oh, here we go. Here's the chick.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the broad.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's kind of this, we're at this point of like, do you lean into that? You know, being dirty and saying shocking things to come out of a sweet woman's mouth. I don't think that's necessarily crazy anymore. And I just hope it gets to the point where women can just be irreverent and just talk about like, I was at the airport. Like, it doesn't always have to
right.
be like, oh, man, I got hair on my chin. Isn't that crazy? And it's like, all right, well, what if, you know,
yeah.
we can just talk about more universal funny stuff as opposed to feeling like it has to come from
sure.
gender humor.
I've been loving this CNN comedy special, this 10-part series, I believe.
History of comedy.
Yeah, it's fantastic. And we were just catching up last night. And it's like, funny is funny.
Yeah.
If they were talking about comics that aren't dirty, but you don't, I mean... If it's funny, it doesn't have to be dirty. Dirty doesn't automatically equal funny. So let's just be human and everybody has funny things.
Absolutely. And I had a teacher who always said, you save that F word for when you really need it.
Because
you're going to need it.
Was
for punctuation
a
or
like
yes.
a school teacher?
No, it was a math teacher. No, it was a.
It's true, though. If you say it
true.
All the time, it gets diluted.
You save it till you absolutely need it.
Are you going to be writing on the new season of SNL?
For the weekend update.
Yeah, just for update only?
That's what I've always done.
Oh, it's only been... I didn't know that. I didn't know that.
Can I tell you, that just came so far. I mean, when Colin Jost and Michael Che first started doing it, Bill and I have watched pretty much every episode of SNL since its inception in one way, shape, or form, whether it be reruns
sure.
or not. And at first, it was like, oh, tough act to follow. They have found their groove. They are nailing it.
Yeah.
It is awesome.
Well, thank you. It's always like that when there's a change in your host, because you're like, oh, I want the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I miss that one. So, And they're hosting the Emmys on September 17th.
They just did a lie detector test. I was watching
that.
Oh, my God. It is so funny.
So it's going to be really exciting to work with them on that, because
you're writing for the Emmys
it'll
for
be
them?
So, yeah. We're,
good.
It's, we're, we want to take them away from the desk, away from that style, and
yeah.
show that they can do a lot of other stuff, too.
Yeah.
Will Scarlett Johansson be there?
I mean, you'll have to watch. TV's own Scarlett Johansson.
I want to see Minnie Pearl. The kids love Minnie Pearl, Katie. You got to get her in there.
I'm going to rent a hat with a diamond-encrusted tag.
Just as an inside joke for Wendy and me,
Absolutely.
When they open the Emmys, if they could both just go, howdy, that would be the funniest thing in the world to us.
That's actually, I think that is what they're
That's
doing.
Your opening?
Yeah, they're very into that.
That's going to be very funny. Overall, especially for Weekend Update, has the Trump presidency been a blessing or a curse?
Well, what do you think it's been for the world?
A
little of each.
A curse for the world,
quite
but a
honestly,
blessing for comedians, I think.
I couldn't disagree with you more.
No, really? How come?
Because how can you parody something that's a parody? How can you... how can you, it's already such a joke, and it's already one of those things where people are so sick of hearing about it.
Yeah.
But you'll get dinged if you don't talk about it.
So. We don't typically touch on politics too much on this show. The morning show, afternoon show, wouldn't you agree, a little bit more
than
us?
Yeah.
We try so hard not to, but if it's something in the news, you have to talk about it.
You have to talk about it. Yeah. But here's the thing. Donald Trump has been, we've been making fun of Donald Trump since the 80s.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this isn't new territory.
And he's been fine with it before.
Absolutely. But.
Were you there when he was the host? When he came in and guest hosted.
Yeah, but we didn't really interact with him that much because, again, we do updates, so we weren't really.
But that had to be a weird week, right?
It's always a weird week.
Yeah.
Come on. It's not, no human should keep the schedule that we keep.
No, it's impossible, isn't it?
It's bad.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I do miss the days when we were like, how do we make the debt ceiling funny? Because, like, right, you know what I mean? I remember it was always, that was the big one with, when I first started, was like, it was always debt ceiling stuff and the NSA stuff. And I was like, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
But then you get to focus on, like, man in Florida stories, which are always fun.
Right.
What is it with Florida? I only have visited Disney World. I've never really ventured out very much.
Just
what's
a strange
with the Florida
state
folk?
For meth. Some reason. Is it meth?
I guess.
Are you pinning it on crystal meth? Who's the cast member you think the show misses the most? Is there any cast member?
Misses the most?
Yeah. Who's the one guy or girl that when they left you, wow, this show just took a hit without that guy or girl?
I don't think it works like that. I think people leave and then people step up and people leave and people step up. It's a constant process. And that's what makes it so cool, that it is this organic thing that people come and go. Like right now, Keenan is up for an Emmy, and I don't know how many. I think the majority of the people that listen to your show probably vote in the Emmys. Yes. Please vote for Keenan.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
He's been there longer than any SNL cast member in history,
and he is pure joy and professionalism. And I mean, one of the funniest things he ever did was when Meghan Markle and Prince Harry, heard of him, when they got married. That bishop from Chicago.
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
So one of the writers, Brian Tucker and Keenan, wrote a piece within like 5 minutes to be on that night where he played that bishop. And it's one of the funniest things he's done the whole time. Like,
he's underrated.
Just,
isn't
magic.
He? Yeah.
I read an interview with him in like Southern Living magazine.
That makes sense.
Just a sweet person.
He's an angel.
Yeah.
He really, really is. I can't say enough good things about him.
I'm going to stop watching when he's off of it.
Yeah, we're boycotting the second
we
he's
will.
Off.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Luckily, he's not leaving.
Thank God. Because I really want to watch.
He'll never
he's
leave.
He's signed a lifetime contract with the show. They've never given anybody one of those.
But, like, what up with that I mean, obviously, it's so funny, but, like, I never want to see it again because I feel like if he does that, that means he's leaving.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Like an encore presentation.
Yeah.
But I will sit and watch those over and over. They're insane.
Remember when Jason Sudeikis was on there and he just did a guy who just did
danced.
A weird dance?
Yeah. My son Michael does that dance in our house every once in a while in the tracksuit.
Full tracksuit.
Yeah.
He'd rip in heaters just like... with a gold chain, just like
very strange
for no reason.
Loved it.
Just do it, break that. And he's like a good dancer.
Yeah, he was.
Not bad.
Yeah.
You are a pleasure. You really are.
You
will you come see
too.
Us more?
I love you guys
come
so
by
much.
More.
I remember Q and a one.
Yeah, we yeah. That's
wow, true. We had you on there.
No,
you were only 11 back
oh,
then.
Oh gosh, yeah. I would get up early and stay up late. I remember Q and a one.
Well, please come back and see us every time you're in town, and I'll go back and return things with you as well.
Really?
My trunk is full of stuff.
I like that.
Yeah, one of the services Wendy provides for guests.
We don't get accommodations or meals.
Nothing like that.
But we do get a concierge service.
Yeah,
I'll help
crazy.
You out.
Thanks, Katie.
Thanks,
great
Katie.
Seeing
you.
It's Katie Rich, and again, it's the Chicago Women's Funny Festival. If people want more information about it, the website is... You know?
Chicago Women's Funny Festival .com, or you can go to stage773.com. But our show is Thursday, tomorrow at 9 p.m.
Excellent. Good luck. Have a great show.
You never say good luck. You say
break a leg.
I hope you do horribly.
Break a bra strap.
Nobody shows up.
Yeah, break a bra strap.
That's what people say now.
To men and women.
Thanks, right.
Thank you.
Thanks, Katie. Some news and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.